let me know that he has not been frocked. He's here to play some of the music that he discovered in the Center for Louisiana Studies archives, the music of Varese Connor. And we have with us lots of members of the Connor clan. And as I saw David face off these four guitar players, I thought, well, this is perfect. This is exactly how Varese would have loved it. He loved to have a whole bunch of guitars playing all around him. Claimed it would cover his mistakes. And I don't know... I listened to him for many years, and I never heard him make one, but maybe it's because he always had some good guitar players. I don't know. We have with us Mr. Milton Connor, who was Murphy's son. Is that right? Murphy was Varese's brother, and Varese said often that Murphy was his best rhythm man he ever had, except for Andy, or along with Andy Benoit, who was his stepson. That's Edgar Benoit, his Andy's son. And we have Mitchell with us on the other guitar over there. He was at some of those sessions in the kitchen and the bedroom and the living room and wherever else we would do that. And George, who was also in some of those sessions, Mr. Connor. When you have that much music in the house, it's hard to avoid having your kids pick something up. Any of y'all play fiddle too?
It was too good to touch.
You do. Yeah, that's kind of like singing in Frank Sinatra's house. You just don't do it, you know?
Oh, that's great. He's going to play.
He's going to play a little bit?
Yeah.
Oh, good. And just to give you all very, very briefly how this happened, you know, I met Mr. Varese Connor through Lionel Leleux. And as I've often explained, when I went over to meet him, Mr. Lionel Leleux, was one of the great Vermilion Parish fiddlers, said that Mr. Connor was... his idol, one of his idols. He, Mr. Connor and Bascom Mouton were his idols. And I'm thinking, okay, this guy must be really good if Lionel looks up to him. So we went over to the Connor house in Lake Arthur. And when I walked in, Lionel said, there he is right there. That's Varese Connor. And I looked at him, and Varese was a big man, big, powerful man. He was a lumberjack, ran a lumber mill most of his life. He also had a syrup mill. But he had big... powerful lumberjack hands and a big, powerful lumberjack body. And I thought to myself, this guy is a great fiddler. I mean, looks like all he could do with a fiddle is sit on it. And then he grabbed a fiddle and started playing it. And I swear to God, he looked angelic. He looked like he weighed about 15 pounds and he was floating through the room. I never saw such a transformation in my life. It was so obvious that music was a deep, deep love for him, and he played this music that was very old. It was obviously very old as Dennis McGee, but also very different, and it come from a different place. The Connor brothers and their father had played, their uncles had played for dances in the days before the accordion affected Cajun music. And we're going to hear some of this music today. It's basically Cajun music older than the accordion. This is one of my favorite songs. It's typical of Varese's old style fiddling. It's a waltz, but it has three parts in it. Did you learn all three?
No, this is not.
Milton's?
Stewart.
Yeah, okay.
Milton's along. What I'm doing right now is I'm giving them the chord. Milton Connor here, he clued me in that I have to do that whenever I play with them. Otherwise, they might start on the wrong tune. That's what Varese used to do.
Or sometimes he would say, all right, let's get in D chord.